So I never talked about money because the first year of business is about figuring out who the fuck you are, figuring out your offers, figuring out how do I even post? Like you're figuring out so many things. As I evolve, now I want to work with women that already had clients, that they have an offer that they love and they're like, okay, but I don't have enough clients. How do I actually make? Okay, so now I kind of understand what's happening. I know who I am. I'm kind of dull, right? I'm not really being me online. Like I'm still kind of, and if you're looking at me, I'm like pulling my shoulder. It's like, you're still in like, I don't know. Yeah. Hi, my name is so-and-so. This is what I do. Instead of like, hello, this is me. Here's how I show up and this is how I can help you. Right. And now you're ready to get to six figures.
Welcome to the No BS Human Design Podcast. I'm Adriana Keefe, human design coach and motivational speaker. I went through my quarter life crisis in my 20s and had to learn how to navigate through finding what I was meant to be doing with my life. I refused to believe in the culture that said we were all meant to have the same path and boring careers until we retire and die. And along my journey, I found human design, a system that reveals your energetic blueprint, showing you where and how to access your body's consciousness and how to live as your true self. Human design changed my life, so I started sharing it with others and changing their lives, but we were all finding the same problem, a lack of resources that explain the system in easy and useful ways. So I created this show where we dive deep into the lessons of the human design system without the BS and the noise you find on the internet. Listen in for lessons in human design, finding your purpose, manifestation and spiritual practices, human design within business, and so much more. We connect with other experts in the human design and spiritual realm in a refreshingly honest way to help you find your way along your spiritual path and live this life with intention. It's time to let go of the societal expectations of being and let yourself find abundance through being uniquely you. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful soul. I am so amped up because it's like springtime weather here and my birthday is like right around the corner. And this is my time of year where I just get really amped. So this Taurian energy might be coming in extra hot today because it's 70 degrees out and I go into my hidey hole in the winter when it's cold. So now I'm here and I'm back. And before we dive into today's episode, which is a really amazing conversation with a woman who I recently met and just totally vibed with. I want to share a story of something that happened to me over the last, it started like last week. So it took like maybe 7 to 9 days of this evolution that I'm about to share with you. And it's a story about how I've really leaned into trusting that the universe is giving me the right next step. This has been a very common conversation within my community of like, how do I trust that what I'm going to ask of is going to be delivered? Or how do I build this trust muscle with whatever I think is out there supporting me? Doesn't matter what word you put to it, God, source, universe, spirit, guides, whatever it is. And since, I mean, this is literally why I put co-create together. But the last like week, I had just this beautiful chain of events that I was like, I need to share this with the podcast listeners because it is just, it was such gold. So I got a massage, which of course, self-care always leads to a higher energetic vibration. And I, like a lot of things just come through for me when I'm putting myself first, I'm exercising, I'm doing the things, right? And so I'm in my massage and I was finding it hard to settle my mind, very common for me. And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to take a few deep breaths and ask my spirit guides or whoever is here listening to send me what it is I need to know right now. And I just waited and I listened. And the most random word came into my head. It was peacock. I was like, that means nothing to me. That was a weird thought. So let's just stop right here to take note that even I still question the things that come into my head as if it was me just manipulating a situation or a random thought, whatever it is. I still do that. I still struggle. And then so I'm going to leave my massage. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? Before ever going to my massage, I had set a reminder on my phone to stop at the crystal shop in my town and get a new pyrite crystal. I had lost mine the last time I got a massage, never found it. So I had set a reminder that went off when I was toward the end of my massage, check my phone. Okay, go to the crystal shop. So I'm exiting where I get my massage, and right outside, I see a sign for someone, a new store that had moved into the space next to her. And wouldn't you know, it was a crystal shop. I mean, there's many other things they do in there, but I was like, oh my God, I have to go in here. So I go in and I ask her if she has pyrite, find it, awesome, holding the pyrite in my hand. I look up and to the right, and wouldn't you know, this thing caught my eye immediately. It was this beautiful, like brilliantly colored stone and purple and yellow and blues and teals, and it was called peacock ore. And I was like, are you effing kidding me right now? So I pick it up. I look at the card that it comes with all the information. And it talks all about cleansing of the energy in your body, alignment of the chakras. And previously that week, I had had Reiki, and she was saying how mucked up I was. And I knew there was a lot going on. I mean, just our family has a lot of weight on our shoulders right now. All this stuff that I'll definitely share at a later time. And so I knew there was a lot of, just some muck and mud in my system that needed to be cleared out. So when I picked up this peacock ore, that made sense. I was like, oh my God. I was being guided to the shop. And if I would have never heard the word peacock, that stone wouldn't have meant anything to me and I wouldn't have purchased it. But my guides literally were like, you need to have this on you. So as I sit here with it in my pocket, I'm just reflecting again on that moment of, I think I actually made like an audible sound where the woman was probably like, is she okay over there? Because I was so blown away by the fact that I had heard the word peacock 20 minutes earlier and now this was in my hand. Okay, great. So I'm like talking to the woman about her new shop and then I leave and I come home, and sometime either later that day or within the next couple of days, I was hearing this or feeling this ping of like, go back to the cacao ceremony. We have a cacao ceremony that's led in the town near me. And I had only gone one time in person, maybe like 2 months ago. And for the most part, most Sunday mornings, I want to sleep in. I don't want to get up and go to an 8 a.m. cacao ceremony. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I signed up. And then that Sunday morning, I go to the cacao ceremony. I received two beautiful messages for two of the women, one of which specifically stood out to me. And I approached her about it towards the end, and I shared some things with her. And then the next morning, I wake up, and wouldn't you know, she books a chart reading with me. And I'm like, okay, there's something here that this woman needs to know. Luckily for her, she gets in like 2 days after she booked it. My schedule right now for chart readings is booked into May. Like, I want to say like mid-May, I think. So if you've been thinking about a chart reading, literally get it on the books now, because I am booking out at this point. And she happened to get the one spot that I had left. It was like on a Wednesday and we met that Sunday. And so I meet with her and I have this beautiful reading with her, and she was just, oh my God, her energy was, she was so receptive. It was perfect. It was everything it needed to be. And it never ceases to amaze me the things that lead us down a path where spirit is guiding us and we don't know it in the time. I could have just been like, oh, I'm just, my brain is thinking about going to the cacao ceremony, but I don't really want to. But instead it felt like this grounded, like, no, you're going to make yourself get out of bed on Sunday and you're going to go. And I couldn't explain it, but the week that I had with the peacock ore and the crystal shop and all these weird synchronicities, I was like, I'm not questioning this. I'm doing it. So the universe literally teed me up that week to lean into, remember every ping that you get is something you have an opportunity to go follow. And I did. And in this case, it wasn't about me. It was about her, this beautiful woman who needed to receive the messages of human design, of the Uranus opposition, all these things that we ended up receiving in conversation with her. And I am just so reflecting on holding the space for like the energy that was. And I think this is important for me to share, because at our recent co-create, there were more questions about like, how do I practice building this trust muscle with the universe? And those are the little things, like these signs, these synchronicities, these opportunities, these grounded pings in your body of like, why do I feel like I need to go to the store right now? Why do I feel like I need to call this person? And it just happened yesterday morning with my best friend. I woke up thinking, I'm going to give her a call today. And unfortunately, what she ended up telling me when she talked to me later that day was her son was in the hospital. And it's just so, so important to start to practice these things that come into your mind and your body and just start to build that sense of trust so that you can fall into these beautiful opportunities. And I have to add, ever since this peacock or stone has been on my body, it's in my pocket right now, I have had the most phenomenal, has it been 10 days? I want to say 10 or 11 days, like phenomenal. I have had so much financial abundance, wellness abundance, friend abundance. Like, I don't know what's happening, but this freaking peacock or is going to stay on me until I die. Maybe it's just because I'm following all these pings. I don't know. But the beautiful part is it's such an adventure and an experiment, and I don't have to know. I just keep playing with it, right? I just need to keep playing with it. So I hope that story shed a little bit of light on something maybe you were thinking about today or a ping you were feeling. And now we're going to move into the beautiful conversation I had with this was someone that I saw on a virtual networking call. And it was one of those instant clicks. We saw each other through the Zoom room and we're like, we're going to be friends. And her name is Ati Grinspin. And she just has this big, vivacious, Hispanic, loud attitude. Obviously, I love because that's natural, authentic me. So when I talk to her, I feel like even more of the whole authentic me comes out. And she's just infectious. She is an incredible human to be around. That vitality that you feel within her is awesome. And then we clicked on another level because I learned that she's a personal branding and business coach who uses energetics and things like human design to help her clients understand their brand messaging and who they are in their business, which I was just like, okay, now we have to bring this to the podcast. We have to have a conversation about this because as you've likely been hearing me say, I am in the process of a big rebrand, very beginning stages. However, I've never felt so grounded and in my knowing with a business decision in my life as I am with this. And I have a human design as 100% to blame. Like I have leaned into my human design a little bit each and every single day. And now I'm totally flowing into my divine purpose. And she is using things like human design to help her clients brand their businesses. And I was just like, this is perfect because everything you're saying is literally what I'm going through right now. We need to talk about this on the podcast. So Ati is an acclaimed personal branding and business coach, speaker, podcaster. She is so dedicated to empowering dynamic female entrepreneurs. And with her infectious energy, she really simplifies the complexities of online and offline visibility, making it fun and spicy and manageable. And she is the visionary founder of BU Brand Academy, who is on a mission to catapult women to new heights in whatever industry or field they're in, believing that their success sparks global positive change. I mean, she is a force of nature. And we're going to talk all about how human design has helped us in our businesses, how we've understood who we are and what we're here to do, how to run a business, what type of marketing strategies to use. All of that is coming in this conversation today. So be sure to connect with her. Check the links in the show notes. She's leaving you a free quiz. Like, do all the things. Go follow her podcast. My episode will be airing on her podcast sometime soon. And grab some notes for this one. Make sure you have your chart. A link to download your free chart is in my show notes on my website as well, if you don't already have it. But definitely grab a pen and paper or revisit this when you're not driving and when you can write, because this is going to be a juicy one. All right, let's dive in. Okay, I am so excited for this conversation today. You are one of those people that when we met virtually, We were just like, I feel like we locked eyes and we were like, oh, you're my people.
You're my people. Like, we did. We did.
We did. I loved it. So thank you for being here. Everything that you do makes me so excited to share with my community because you already knew about human design. You literally use human design in your own business and with your clients. So thank you for making your way into my life. I'd love for you to take a moment to introduce yourself.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Ati Greenspan. I am a personal branding coach and a personal branding photographer, and I activate women to build personal brands that they actually love showing up for. Like, I am the person you call when you've already been in business for a while and you're like, yeah, but this is kind of boring. This is not really me. Like, I know that it's a next level of how I show up. I'm your girl.
I love that. And what is your human design type? And if you know you're a big three in astrology, I'd love to hear that too.
Oh, I don't know the big three in astrology, but I am a manifesting generator 6-2.
Nice. And emotional,
I'm a sacral. Okay. Sacral authority. Okay.
And okay, so for astrology, what's your sun sign, your zodiac?
I'm Scorpio.
I love that for you. That's that's my moon sign. We like to go oh my God, I just put that together with what you do. That makes so much sense because you like to dive deep into personalities to let that shine. Stop it.
I am meant to. I know. Okay. We said this was going to be very conversational. So I think that I told you this when we first met. But in 2022, I actually wrote a book. And the person that was coaching me, mentoring me for the book, kept saying, you need to dig deeper. You need to dig deeper. You need to dig deeper. You need to go back on your story. Like, go farther. And my first business ever, I used to own a bartending school back in Argentina. And we can get into that story. I was a bartender for like 20 something years. But my first business was the bartending school. And my job at the bartending school was actually when they would finish their courses, and we have all these different courses, right? Like where they flip the bottles, and the other ones were like mixology, all these different types of courses. And when they would end, part of my job was to sit down with them and ask them, okay, what do you actually, where do you want to work? Do you want to work in a nightclub? Do you want to work in a speakeasy? Do you want to work at a bar? And based on that, I would actually help them put together how they would introduce themselves, like what they would wear to those interviews, what drinks they should make to represent that. And what was crazy is for the longest time when I first started my business, I actually never talked about being a bartender because I had this stupid conditioning that was going to take away my authority. Well, the magic that happened with me going so much back and realizing that is that I have been doing what I do now forever.
The patterns. Yes, you see the patterns.
Like, I've been branding people since I'm 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you weren't like, quote, just a bartender. You were like a competitive, literally like Olympic winning bartender for all the
kind of like that.
Shit.
Yes. So what they call it, or what people like put that title, is world champion flirt bartender. And that's kind of how that's how I got to the US.
I love it so much. You have such a fun story. Amazing. Okay. So when we first met and you were like, oh, my manifesting generator. And I was like, oh, I know. I can just tell because of the way we connected and the way you were talking. I was like, yes, like you bring out even more, like an even more high energy side of me that I'm still working to get back to my norm. Like when I was young, I was so much more like you, like that infectious, loud energy and laugh and like just always, not always positive, but just very high energy, right? And then I was so conditioned out of that, that now I'm getting there. I'm definitely like in my circle of friends, I'm probably the you in those circles. But then when I talk to like other people, I'm still super, I think, withdrawn and held back. And I still have those patterns of being nervous that they're going to tell me I'm too much, which was always my life. So
mine too, though.
Yeah.
And I feel so... Now the interviewer starts interviewing the interviewer. That was actually so interesting that you just said that, because you would think that is the other way around, right? Like you're kind of like shy and kind of, you don't know, and then you come out of the closet, kind of like that, like, right? But like yours was the other way around.
Yeah. 1,000%. And I've been noticing this in me for a while, that when I grew up in a white community, and my father's from Puerto Rico, but I am the most Puerto Rican child, 1,000%. I'm loud, I'm bubbly, a lot of energy. And I was always too much for the white crowd I was in, but yeah. I looked so white that I never fit in with the Spanish crowd either.
You know,
so
what,
I grew up at that, my like mind fuck.
Okay, this is so interesting that you say that. And we, just for everybody listening, we actually haven't even talked about this. You probably can't see my crazy bed hair right now. However, like, you probably, when you see me, you wouldn't put together my accent and my skin color either. Mm-hmm. I'm never addressed in Spanish when I walked into a Spanish place, because I'm white, blue, green eyes.
Green eyes, yep.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people may think that I'm like Hebrew or Russian or something like that.
Yeah, I could see
when
that.
They first see me. Ooh. And I'm like, no, I'm a Latina, right? Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh. So it's so funny that you said that.
Yeah, I can't let you meet my husband, because he would love your accent. I can't have that.
we're still like discovering why we have so many things in common.
Yep. Yep. And so when I am around, like, some of my favorite friends to be around now are those who are loud and proud Latina, and they make me feel at home. And yeah. So I just feel like the more that I immerse myself in the culture and those, that kind of vibe, the more I feel like a complete.
And let's actually talk about this on human design, because I'm discovering so many things. One of the things, and I don't know if this is like a me thing or it's like a human design or manifesting generator thing, because I don't know that much. Just for everybody listening, I'm not an human design expert. I love human design to like discover myself. That is my path. A manifesting generator is all about knowing myself, but also to help other people, right? Like, now that I have these tools, I start realizing how I can help people, and I can customize either their branding or whatever without sometimes even telling them, right? I just ask questions or whatever that are inducive of who they are. But I know that the brighter I shine, and I had a glimpse of this at my live event on September, I told the story of how I know my 8-year-old self would have shed on her pants of seeing me on stage leading hundreds of women and telling them, you get to be whoever the fuck you are and whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Not only who you are at this very moment, but you can envision who you want to become, and you get to be just that, no matter what anybody tells you. And for me, there was such a liberation in me doing that. And then I was actually reading about my design, where tribe is actually a huge thing in my design. And also, when I speak, people get activated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I didn't understand that last year, but the more and more I got into human design, I'm like, I need to do more podcast episodes. I need to be more on camera. People need to hear my voice. Mm-hmm. Because when they hear my voice, their own shit gets activated. It has nothing to do with me, and it's not even intentional. All the intention I need to put is show up as myself.
Thank you for that statement right there, because that right there just shows the massive impact that we make as an individual when we simply just decide to be ourselves. Because it's not just about us. It's the ripple effect.
It's always about the ripple effect.
Right.
Like, when people tell me, like, why are you so passionate about what you do? Because let's actually be fucking honest here. Running a business is not
for the faint of heart. Butterflies. Yeah. It's just hard. Even this morning, I had to go through a tapping sequence, like twice, two different tapping sequences, because I was like, fuck, today's the day.
Yeah, running. And let's be real, right? You and I actually talked about this when we had our Connect call. Like, life throws shit to you. Things happen. Life, like, actually life things, right? Like, whatever it is, like sickness, or a spouse losing a job, or a parent getting sick, or death, or whatever, right? Like, God forbid, right? I haven't gone through that yet, but like, I mean, we all have parents. Like, it's just life, right? Like, when we're getting older. And running your own business is not for a faint of heart. And one of the things that I have been navigating personally with helping other women build their personal brand is, how do you actually show up authentically and still in on brand, in your brand, in your power, when shit happens, when you don't want to do it, when you feel like you're not enough, I don't believe that it's just about limiting beliefs. It's those patterns that, how do we deal with the shit that we are thrown at us? And that's not always limiting beliefs. Like, sometimes you just get dealt a bad hand, right? Shit happens and now you have to be okay. Who am I going to be through this process? And you get to choose.
Yep. Everything is a choice. And that sucks to hear sometimes, but it's also fantastic to hear sometimes. You get to choose.
Do you, again, I do this all the time. I ask questions when I'm being interviewed.
Do it.
But do you find yourself like, you have to ask yourself, okay, how am I showing up in pattern right now? How am I, like, and people think that other people have it all figured out, when in reality, all we have is better questions to ask ourselves.
Yep. That was literally what I was tapping about this morning. I find new patterns and missing puzzle pieces of my shit every single day, because I've opened up this box of awareness now.
Yeah.
And now I continue to grow and continue to learn. And just this morning, I was like, okay, where's this pattern coming from? Why is this happening? And it all went back to when I was young and my dad had to step away from his job due to his mental health, and took a way lower paying job. And the rug was pulled out from under us financially as a family. And I keep reliving that. And it sucks. And I'm also choosing not to relive that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I can totally relate to that. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. And I get, you know what, for me, it was just so awkward. And it's still awkward to actually tell this story, because I was talking to my husband about it. And it's the last few months have been the first time in all the years. I mean, I think that I started like my journey with personal growth and everything back in like 2016, 2017 was when I was reading books before that, but I was just collecting knowledge. I don't know how to explain. You know that, yes. Right? Like,
yeah, you weren't integrating
reading all the
it.
Books. Like, if you read all the books, something's going to change. But then eventually I was like, oh, yeah, no, you actually have to do the inner work. Like, you have to look deep inside you. And it's been now like 5-6 years consistently, every morning, every night, journaling, finding mentors, like all, like somatics, hypnosis, tapping, human design, all the things, right? But one of the things is, for me, the story was actually a little bit different. We did have the money. My parents were okay, but there was this power struggle. So I was never on the receiving end of that money. So I always thought, I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy, because the money is there. There is money for other things, but there is no money for me. There is no money for the things that I want.
Yep.
Right? And lately, I was having this vision of me at the bus stop, and I couldn't figure out why I kept having this vision. So I went into tapping, right? And I started kind of talking to her. And she was like literally standing there going to work. And I said, it's me, to a job that she hated, to a job that she felt was way below her, which I don't even know why I thought that at the time, but like a job that was way below her that she didn't really need. She needed it because my parents didn't give me any money. But my whole thing, I was so bitter about it. And I have been nurturing this memory now for like a few weeks. And I'm like, wow, that's so crazy, because gosh, I've been doing this work for years. What the fuck is she showing up here now for?
Yep. New level, new devil.
Yep. Well, because I am going after a new level, right? A new level of me, a new level of income, a new level of serving, a new level of client, all the things. And she was there to tell me, because I kept asking, what part of me doesn't believe that this can become true? And there she was. Like standing on her bitter ass.
And it's difficult. I was just messaging with a client this morning, And she was saying like she cried in a meditation. It was the first time she ever cried and it was really hard, but how good she feels and how much she released. And I was saying this work is not easy. It's tough. Mm-hmm. And it is so incredibly rewarding. It is so rewarding. You can like feel the moment you shift in energy.
And every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's crazy because even every time when I'm in it, I kind of have this feeling of what the fuck, we're back there again.
Yeah.
And this year, January and February were very, very, very hard. I was completely on pattern again. I was completely faced with triggers. Like my mom was living with us. And like the mom wound was completely in front of me. I found myself in pattern and it was bleeding everywhere. It was bleeding in my business, in my relationships, in everything. And I had an awareness that was, no, you're not back there again because now you can see it.
Yes.
Even if you cannot fix it, if you want, I couldn't fix it in the moment. I was taking action to fix it, if you want, to heal it. Okay, that's the actual word, to heal it, right? And it's crazy because 2 months later, whatever, we're in April, I'm feeling right now in my power. And I look back and I was, okay, that was actually not great, great. Because it showed me how many things I still need to heal. And it really humbled me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Life will do that to you.
Like, oh, we worked on this for fucking ever. Oh, is it still here? You just put a Band-Aid on it. Yeah.
But you have a different viewpoint of it now.
Oh, and absolutely.
It's like a ladder that you climb and then maybe you take a couple of steps back down, but then you keep going. And so it's never just like pure enlightenment forever. You keep going down. You come back
this
up.
Is the crazy. I was just, I thought of the word enlightenment and then you used it.
You're welcome.
Like I thought of it and then you used it. So like, it was like kind of like the thought for me is like, in reality, we think, right? People come to you. Do you work mostly with business owners or you just work with like people in general?
I will say the majority of women who come to me are business owners. They are typically coming to me because of something with their business, not functioning, not working, plateauing, whatever. And it's always, it ends up being a deep-rooted thing, you know, of course.
That's always. Always. Every time. Yes. Well, because if you think about it, right, if I go back to the example with my mom, without getting like super private or personal, my biggest fear is my mom was never successful. She opened several businesses and like she could never make a living out of any of the businesses she did. And she ended up quitting. Like doing that. And then that was part of the struggle. My dad always had, right, the power with the money or whatever. So that is one of my deepest fears. But the truth is like when I actually look at the facts, I'm not my mother. All these things, right? But at the end, it's all about the life we live. And the business is just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel like I'm so passionate about helping women be themselves in business and brand themselves through who they are. Not just like, you know, when I tell people, okay, think about your personal brand as the package you would put to yourself, because that's kind of how I explain it, right? It's like, well, we're creating a package, but we're creating a package based on your essence. We're mm-hmm. not creating a package based on whatever is outside or what we think that somebody else wants to see. We're creating a package based on who you already are. We are just digging deep and taking your most favorite things about you and we're putting them out there.
Which is the opposite of what they're teaching entrepreneurs and mainstream stuff.
Well,
it's like, do this, do that, do this. And it's
which is so crazy because when I hear people talking about personal branding can mean actually a lot of things. Mm-hmm. For some people, personal branding is just doing videos online and growing your YouTube channel, right? And for me, growing your personal brand is truly the mark that you leave in the world. And how do you become more of who you already are? And how do we put that online? How do we put that when you speak? How do we put that in a book? How do we put that on a podcast? Whatever it is, right? So I'm so passionate about that just because I love seeing women coming into themselves.
So let's go back to the basics on that, because it makes sense to me how this all fits in together. But how did you first find human design?
I found human design through a friend of mine. Actually, it was like this. So first I got into the Enneagram. And everybody was into the Enneagram. Everybody was into it. And like, I started listening to a few podcasts and it made sense. I mean, I'm an Enneagram 7. It makes a lot of sense. The cave, I'm like, my wings are like 5 and 8, I believe. And then so the cave, and I started understanding about myself through the Enneagram. But for some reason, I couldn't get into it. It didn't really hit me. And then somebody started saying, what are you on human design? What are you on human? I'm like, I don't know, like whatever. And it felt so complicated. But then I started reading about it. And I was like, okay, let's wait. And I downloaded an app on the phone. And I remember I devoured everything that was about the manifesting generator and about the 6-2. And something just clicked for me. Because from me coming from this life where, you know, I was a bartender and I was very well known. I always say I was the queen bee in my tiny little world. I didn't even know there was another world out there. And I thought, oh, that's it. I made it. And then the day I came out of my hive, I was like, oh, shit. There's actually a world out there. And I'm not even tapping into any potential. But what happened was when I turned, so let me actually kind of go back on years, because this makes sense for the 6-2. So when I turned 38, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I started withdrawing. I stopped drinking. I stopped partying. I mean, I kind of stopped partying when my kid was born, like when I got pregnant, 35, 36. But there was a huge cut when I was 37, 38. I literally went into kind of the roof, like, or the second phase that they call it, right? Yep. So, but I didn't know that. And it was just so abrupt. And there were people that were in my life that I love, I still love, but they didn't make sense anymore. And I was like, I don't want to be around that crowd, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. But it was just so abrupt that, like, I felt so judged, and there were so many relationships that were suffering, and I was completely judging myself. So the first time I actually read and actually listened to this, and it was like a super in-depth thing about the manifesting generator, it clicked. And I was like, okay, this is literally telling me what already happened to me. This is not telling me what's going to happen to me. It's kind of like giving me the reason why all this is happening, why I'm having all these callings, right? And also why I felt so defeated in so other areas, because I was in my not self, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I got introduced to it. And I was like, okay, I need to learn more about this.
And you were already in branding at the time, right?
I was already in branding, but I didn't even see the connection for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought you would have looked at it and been like, oh my God, this makes so much sense for branding.
Because I think that my journey was in a different place. My journey was still in a lot of judgment on myself. So I'm going to give you an example. I just talked to my husband like this weekend after my son's soccer practice. I'm actually going to drive to the middle of nowhere. I found an Airbnb. This is not going out this week, right? Because I don't want anybody to know.
No.
My husband is like, are you sure this is safe? But I'm like, literally, it's a container that it's made as an apartment in the middle of the desert to be on my own. Well, that's so me. But for years, this was something that was not, I thought that was weird of me. I actually spent a lot of time alone, but then I'm extremely extroverted. Mm-hmm. So people were like, are you okay? So there was always this thing where people were like, are you okay? Do we need to be worried? And even people thought I was fake.
Yeah.
Right? Because I even had somebody at some point at my job, this was years and years and years ago, this big dude was like, you and your fucking happiness is so fucking fake. And I was like, what is wrong with this person? It rubbed him so wrong. like my light was rubbing people so wrong, but then I needed so much time to be on my own, right? Mm-hmm. I was in a very toxic environment also when I was bartending because I was the only woman and I had no tribe whatsoever, which then I understood that that's my calling. I just want to bring people together. I just want everybody to be here and like serve them and like not as a host, but as a we all rise together.
Yes. Yep.
I'm actually a horrible host. Like things at home. I just want people to come. They all can bring their own food and then they can
and then take serve it. Yourself. Yeah.
But when I realized, so my journey at the point was more about self-discovery than understanding why what I was doing made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That makes so much sense. So then at what point did you start to connect the dots with, oh, holy shit, I can use this with my clients with branding?
So actually, it was not that long ago. So last year, I got really, really, really into human design. Like, so 2023, the whole year, every month I could dedicate. Like, so I learned things. Well, and I'm sure this is a human design thing. I'm not sure if I'm just making it up. But like, I need to embody. Because I feel like with so many things, before last year, again, I was still consuming knowledge. And I remember reading something and I was like, oh, this is me. Knowing something and not embodying is not knowing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's a very normal manifesting generator problem to have, is we'll jump from one thing to the other because we're bored or we need a new challenge and then we don't slow down to actually integrate. So you noticed that pattern on your own and started to embody it and integrate it. But it's a very
I actually noticed that generator. Sometimes also in the morning, because, you know, I have so many tools. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I am a tapping practitioner. I understand human design. I do this and I'm like, stop. So I kind of have like a tiny process that I do that is, okay, what do I need today? And I actually, and this came to me by like understanding that when I'm in silence, I actually figure out what I need right away. And then when I'm in movement, I'm just like, and I'm like, stop. And this was, again, right, part of the journey. So what I did was every month I would take either my Ashna or I would take my, I don't know, my G center or whatever. And I was like, okay, what does that even mean? Right. And I started kind of like, and I'm by no means I'm an expert. Like there is so many things that I don't understand, but I'm like, I don't want to jump into another course of any kind of like, I don't like, that's not where I'm going. But then what I started doing was understanding what were the strategies for other people, because what seemed obvious to me, for example, we teach a lot of visibility, right? And within visibility, we teach women how to, like on my most advanced like programs or high proximity, we teach them like how to pitch themselves to podcasts, how to reach out for speaking, how to reach out for training or whatever. And then what I started realizing, okay, these are all great. And generalizing, these are the things people need to be doing. But each of my clients maybe need to be doing this in a different way.
Yep. Yep.
So the strategies are the same, but the way they're applying them are different. So I started reading a lot of like marketing for human design books and stuff like that. And then I actually tell people, listen, in business, it's all trial and error. So why wouldn't you trial and error based on your human design? So I tell them, go read about your design. I'm not going to coach you on it. I'm not going to teach you. Like, I mean, I'm not the person to tell you this is what you should be doing with your human design. But in my experience, this is what how you can apply this particular strategy.
Yep. And now you have someone to send them to.
Yeah.
Adriana, yep. Get your chart read and figure it out.
Because I think that it's so, so intuitive and it's so, how can I say this? And I think, I don't know if I told you this during the podcast or earlier, it helped me also to ask the right questions. When people are telling me, I have all these ideas and I can't even put them together, or, oh my God, I'm hearing crickets. I'm like, okay, tell me what you have been doing. Give me the details. Okay, you've been, I don't know, voice texting people. How about we do it in a different way? How about you put the invitation on your stories and you wait for people to ask you for it? Or what if you actually, so for example, this particular person that I'm going to talk about, she is, I think she's, now I'm blanking out. I believe she's a projector. Projector is waiting for the invitation, correct?
Yes. Yep. And that's actually okay. What I just channeled through before you said that. So I would say projector.
That's crazy. Okay. So one of the conversations I had with her, I'm like, yes, number one, we need to put your content out there so people ask you. So yes, you still need to post 5 days a week, but I wouldn't necessarily go and create content on a blog schedule. Somebody like different than you, they need to block time for that. You need to feel like when it's in you, when it's flowing. So I was like, how can we do that? Can you do voice text to yourself and then maybe put a photo on it? So it's the in the moment. So now we were brainstorming how she could create content when she's in flow, while she's busy, while she's like, my best ideas come when I'm in the car. I'm like, can you wear your headphones and actually do voice note? So yep. You can talk and then cut it and put it on top of a photo. Yep. That, you know what I mean? And they always perform for her. As opposed to her trying to do things like me. I send voice tech to people all the time. But the thing is, I'm a manifesting generator. So I go on walks. And when I'm on my walk and I'm talking to people, I'm in response. Exactly. I'm in my... Yep. energy, but that's yep. not her. So same strategy, we're still on social media, we're still doing the thing in a different way.
Oh, I love that so much. I just love how it's just nixing anything that society has told you about what you're supposed to be doing. And it's unfortunate. There's so many people out there who are like, no, you need to use this one system or this one method or whatever it is. And then people are like, I'm such a failure. Why can they do it and I can't do it?
So this is how I like to integrate it. And this is how I tell my people, kind of like, we have the same core principles and everybody uses them different. Because everybody needs visibility. Everybody needs messaging, right? Everybody needs, I don't know. Everybody needs to tell people, like, there is certain things in your content that need to happen. But depending on who you are in your human design, you can do the same thing in a different way. I think I just said the same that I said earlier, but I think that the principles are the same. Everybody needs the visibility. Everybody needs to put themselves out there, but it needs to be done in a way that feels fucking good.
Mm-hmm. And that actually converts. Like generator auras, we do really well on video.
But let's actually go back, because I think that I completely didn't finish what I was trying to convey, which is the trial and error.
Oh, yep.
For me, even guys, I'm 6 years into my business. We have created multiple six-figure business. And this year, I started playing with a completely different messaging. And there was a moment where it was not converting because it's new. And that has nothing to do with my human design. That's business. When you pivot a little bit and now you have been talking to one person, now all of a sudden you're talking to a different person, right? Like there is a gap until it catches up. Mm-hmm. And I think that people forget that. People think they're going to put one post out there. So now let's talk actually real raw business, right? Oh my God, I'm doing everything that's not working. I go to their Instagram 3 posts later. It's been 5.5 minutes. You need to wait. Yeah.
Sorry. That's such a manifesting generator impatience thing too. I would jump from one thing to another.
But it's not just manifesting generators.
No, like, it's not.
Like people come to my program, they go through the self-discovery, right? And the self-discovery is all about who am I? What do I really truly want? What success actually looks like to me? And usually by the time when they leave, what they actually think success looks like is very different. Mm-hmm. Even for me, I'm going to tell you a little story again, right? I love telling stories.
Stories are the best. But
I used to have this number on my wall. I have no shame. I had $1 million written on my wall. And January and February were really rough. I said it. I had all these issues going on. And the number kept staring at me. And it was this pressure.
Yes.
And I was like, you need to go delete that number off the wall. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't do it. And one day I was like,
Yep.
The moment I took that number off there, it's almost like I opened the door for money to come in. It was just like so fucking weird.
Yes.
And again, multiple six-figure business, been in business for 6 years. So people have this idea that if, like, you're always on flow or you're always doing, right, there, I don't know, all the things. But the thing is, when you're trying new things, no matter your human design, you have to give shit time to work.
Yep.
And I think that people forget that. And then they're like, oh, I'm not doing it right. Something's wrong with me. I'm like, no, shit takes time.
Well, and like the virtual world has made it look like you're supposed to make six figures in your first year as an entrepreneur online.
Yeah.
And that is the farthest thing from the truth.
Farthest. I made $20,000 on my first year in business. Okay.
Like, yep.
I talk about that. I actually talk about that because I do talk about getting to six figures, but that's another thing, right? So at the beginning, I used to talk to women that were in their first year of business. So I never talked about money because the first year of business is about figuring out who the fuck you are, figuring out your offers, figuring out how do I even post? Like you're figuring out so many things. As I evolve, now I want to work with women that already had clients, that they have an offer that they love and they're like, okay, but I don't have enough clients. How do I actually make? Okay, so now I kind of understand what's happening. I know who I am. I'm kind of dull, right? I'm not really being me online. Like I'm still kind of, and if you're looking at me, I'm like pulling my shoulder. It's like, you're still in like, I don't know. Yeah. Hi, my name is so-and-so. This is what I do. Instead of like, hello, this is me. Here is how I show up and this is how I can help you. Right. And now you're ready to get to six figures.
That just said, thank you for that. You just segued me perfectly into the question that I've been dying to ask.
Ooh.
How are you using human design, energetics, all of the above to help these women step into their personal power?
Okay. So because of my human design, number one is by me stepping into my power. But I had to understand that. So I saw, and this was a pattern that I was seeing, but I didn't put it together with human design until maybe like 6-7 months ago. Again, right? Like in the event, the more I'm in my power, I'm activating people. I started noticing how when I'm on response, when I'm lit up, when I'm excited about what I'm doing, the people on my program are skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And then I started noticing when I'm not there and I'm kind of navigating shit, I noticed that that's kind of what happens. And I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. This is kind of weird. Now, that goes with saying that obviously people have their own seasons, right? But I started realizing that me as a coach, me as a guy, me as a mentor, the more I step into my power, I am helping them step into their power. And a lot of this has to do with trust. So for example, right now, in my wall, okay, right now, in my wall, fun, master your attention. For me, mastering my attention is not just about trying not to be a manifesting generator. That's not what it's all about. It's about when I'm into something, be there, present 100% and massage that sacral and really get excited and be okay. How do I get excited about this? And usually it's about thinking what the ripple effect or the tribe or who is it going to touch, all these things. So I ask questions depending on who they are. Right. Everybody, when they come in, they tell me they in their intake form, I need to know their human design. And I don't tell them, oh, like that's how I coach you. But I make questions based on that.
Yeah.
We talk about, so I create a lot of a strategy for my clients. And I know that some people, for example, my projector, she's dead serious. She wants to do a one too many. I'm like, okay, but we need to put you in rooms where there is one too many. So they know that that's what you do because you actually shine one to one.
Yep. It's that projector energy.
But
it can exhaust them. So it is figuring out exactly how it works for them.
Right. So part of that is like, okay, we need to test. Right. And I think that people think that by the time they know, I at least I thought about this is, oh, now I know my human design. It's going to be perfect. Well, yes, but for us specifically, manifesting generators, usually what we want makes zero fucking sense.
Truth.
And I had to learn to trust that.
Yeah. It's a perfect experiment. That's what human design is.
Yeah.
It's an experiment.
Even me going this weekend, like literally I decided, I've been fantasizing with it. I couldn't go in November. Usually I take a weekend in November where I go away and I'm by myself and I plan for the whole year. And I'm like, oh, my year is just about to start because I couldn't do this in November. I'm going to do it. And I've been fantasizing with it. And then I told my husband, I'm doing it this weekend.
And honestly, it's Aries season. This is the actual start of the astrological year, not January. Yes.
It's funny that you're telling me that. So I have a breathwork coach that I work with every week. And she's been telling me that since that she's like, you are trying to make things happen. And that's just not, you're trying to make things happen. This is, nothing's going to happen until April 8th with the eclipse. And actually she said April 14th, maybe. I don't know what
April 8th is the big eclipse.
Yeah, but she said something about April 14th. I don't even know what it is. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going. And it makes zero fucking sense.
But it makes all the sense at the same time.
Oh, for me, it's absolutely like just to drive into the sunset, into a little container made an apartment in the middle of the desert. Come on, girl.
I love that for you. I'm going to live vicariously through you.
I'm like, so like, look at me. I'm like, lead up.
There is one big theme. Excuse me. That I'm noticing throughout this entire conversation. And I've also noticed it a lot just even since. So in February and March, and even I think at the end of January, there was a ton of solar plexus gates being activated astrologically, and everyone was in massive emotional states. And while that's not as common, what is common is what we're talking about is the highs and lows of everything in life. The duality of everything in life.
Duality has been a theme for me this year because it's like, how do you hold the duality of you having a business that it's kind of self-sustaining because, you know, and I believe you have memberships and stuff like that and people that renew, but I mean, they're making payments monthly, but you also need to bring new clients and you also want to like be selling into these programs, right? That are, so your business is self-sustaining and like it keeps going, right? But, and then holding the duality of maybe sometimes the floods of abundance, they're shut. Because something is going on. And we all know that happens, right? And the people that don't talk about that, I feel like it's whatever. It's part of their messaging, part of their branding, whatever. But I, at least this has been real for me where I have tapped into like crazy numbers and abundance. And then at the same time, I have been like, okay, what's going on right now? Mm-hmm. Like, right? So, okay. And that duality, while you still have to market, while you still have to serve your clients, while you still have to show up at home, right? And also, we still have to take the action. This is another reason, another thing I tell my clients. I'm like, yeah, we all want to look at our design. We all want to look at or whatever, but you cannot just stay sitting in your meditation thing.
Yeah, meditate and not
looking at yourself in the mirror. Yeah. And no, like you actually need to go and take fucking action.
Yeah.
And sometimes it may not be the right action or super fucking aligning, but the action will give you clarity of what is aligning, what is not.
Exactly. Yep.
Because people are like, oh yeah, but I want to act. I want to wait for the invitation. I'm like, girl, waiting for the invitation is not actually sitting to be invited.
No, you still have to show up as the educator, as the expert. Yes. You have to get yourself in these rooms or do whatever it is.
Because I was telling this to my projector girl, right? I'm like, girl, we talked about you connecting and networking weekly. I'm still waiting. And she's like, I know. I'm like, just get in the room without expectations. Get in the room, meet people. She went there, one client.
There you go.
Hi, how are you? My name is so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. They see her on social media. Hey, what is it that you do? That's your invitation right there. But you had to take the first action and the first action still needs to be aligned. And I think this is also when you were saying like the online world kind of tells you have to make 100K on the first year of business. Well, also the online world tells you sit there and receive. I'm like, okay, people, yeah. This is not the fucking world, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, the manifestation mainstream stuff, which like, my audience knows I am like so anti that shit.
Because there is a layer of that. And there is the layer of, okay, yes, you need to be feeling safe to receive all these. You mm-hmm. still need to fucking move. Mm-hmm. For the people on the louder, for the people on the back. You yeah. still need to do the work. And yeah. this kills me. Mm-hmm. When I say people, oh, yeah, but, okay, girl, I'm going into this place this weekend. I'm actually going to write the chapter for my book. I'm not going to sit and look at the sky. I'm going to meditate for sure. Am I going to like run? For sure. Right? I'm going to like get on my highest self for sure. And then I'm going to get shit done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And the universe, God source will meet you halfway, usually more than halfway. So I hate when I get the pushback about like, well, what's the point of this law of attraction or manifestation if you're still supposed to do everything? And I'm like,
I don't know what people are thinking. I'm like, you're still a person.
Yeah.
And you live in a world where you need fucking money.
Living
and
a human experience. Money,
you ain't gonna eat.
Yeah. But I get the feelings of being so reserved around it, because like, that mainstream stuff has taught us that just think positive and it'll come to you. And then when that doesn't happen, like I was super wounded from that. I was so wounded.
I had a whole campaign going on at the beginning of the year, which is so crazy because, you know, I shared January and February were so hard. And what was in my heart to offer was a program called Highest Self, Highest Income. Mm-hmm. And that program was possibly the most transformative program I ever offered. The women that were in that program were changed forever. I'm still having conversations around it with those women. And looking back is what I needed that other people needed.
Yeah.
And part of the campaign that went into that program was like, girl, you're doing all these fucking affirmations when your subconscious is actually telling you, go fuck yourself. Sorry, mm-hmm. can I curse?
Oh my God, we've been cursing the whole time.
I'm like, I think that I got like really into it, because your subconscious is actually telling you, what the fuck are you telling me? Mm-hmm. When you actually don't believe it. So we need to figure out what parts of you actually don't believe these first, so you can actually prove yourself wrong.
Yep. And that is literally my job. And speaking of personal branding and everything you do, you have a free bootcamp coming up, right?
It's actually not free.
Oh, no, it's not free.
But actually, do you want me to tell you a story about energy and human design around that?
Oh, yes.
This is going to blow you away. So I hosted this bootcamp for free for many years, actually, for at least the first 3 years in my business. Not the same exact way that I'm teaching it now, but it was a 5-day bootcamp. And there was a moment where I felt that we had 400 people, 500 people register at some point. And then, you know, when people don't pay for something, they don't care. Mm-hmm. And there was one particular bootcamp that I hosted that by day three, I was definitely frustrated. So I was in my not self, mm-hmm. but there was also a reciprocity thing
that
I
felt poured discouraged.
So, yes. So I pour a lot. Like I usually sell this bootcamp for $333 on its own, but this is kind of my doorway into my other programs. I know that there is people out there teaching some of the basics for thousands of dollars. My bootcamp is better than that. I'm telling you, because I took them all. Like I did massive market research and invested a ton of money buying people's programs because I was like, how am I different than these people? And that's like my thing. How am I different? Not how am I better? Mm-hmm. And this is why I tell actually my people too, we don't want you to be better than the person that does the same than you. We want you to be different. You're talking to a different person. You're talking to your person, right? Yep. So, and I think that's what makes me different. I'm not trying to make anybody better than the competitor. You are different, girl. You're you. This is your secret sauce. Let's go. So halfway through the bootcamp, I was like, I'm never fucking doing this again. Like these people are here for free information. They're not taking action, because the biggest reward you can give me as a coach is taking action. It's actually not paying. I would do this for free. Actually, yep. I do this for free so much. When I sit with a friend, like, or when I just sat on a call with my husband's coworker who's starting a business, and we had hours of conversations, charging him, right? Like, I can sit and talk about what I do for hours and hours and hours on no end. But when people are not taking action, it makes me mad. No, I'm giving you every single tool, right? So the next bootcamp after that, we charge $17. We had maybe half of the people registered, or maybe 200 people. And we had the biggest launch we ever had. The people that came into that bootcamp, about 9 people joined our program, and they were all ideal, fucking dreamy clients. And from there, every time we're doing this bootcamp, we're charging, because this is the thing. So the bootcamp is $17. Anybody can afford $17, mm-hmm. but people don't want to lose $17. So they are going to think about it before signing up, and they're going to be, am I actually able to go? Yep. And we also have a VIP option that people can stay with me for 45 minutes after doing the homework, so they take action. And every single person that has taken that bootcamp got results. Because what is the idea of hosting, even if it's a free training or whatever it is, if people are not going to get results?
Yes.
Or they're going to consume energy, and like they're going to see. I always tell people, if you're here, you're not going to take action, close your computer, go do something else, because you're mm-hmm. wasting your time. And time is the most precious freaking resource you have.
Yep. Yep.
Like, if you are wasting an hour listening to me curse and teach you personal branding for the next hour, and you're not going to take action, go play with your kids, go work out, go work on your business. But don't waste it here if you're not going to take action. And mm-hmm. that was the reason why I decided to charge. Because the people show up with a different energy. I felt that I was being appreciated. I felt that I came from a different energy. And now I had also the, I don't want to say pressure, because the word is not pressure, the interchangeable energy, where I need to show up as my best self, yeah. because these people paid to be here.
Yeah, your energy was in response to their high vibe energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in response of them investing in being there, investing time, investing money, right? Like, So
I second that. I mean, when I first started coaching, my prices were a lot lower than they are now. And you know what? Some of the people I worked with are still in the same spots because they never did anything that we talked about. And it was hard for me to understand that raising my prices was going to mean more serious people, because I was so afraid of not having clients. And I will tell you that the people that I work with now, I am so in love with. I mean,
yeah, me too.
I have gotten more screenshots of like messages they've sent me, and the healing, like literally healing people from hormonal disease.
Already. And again, we talked a little bit about the... Like, I'm actually going to give you some, this is like messaging kind of things, right? Like, and I know you have a lot of people that are in business in your audience. These are nuances that we need to be so careful in our language. And this doesn't matter who you are, what your human design is. And I'm going to give you an example. So I came in and I knew a lot about personal branding and how to, like, this is natural to me, by the way. So I had to actually understand what made it great and what
was my process. Aligned too. Yeah. Because you can't see it. You're like, so it's just so easy.
I couldn't see it. So it took me actually about 2 years to really understand what my process was, which is crazy, because my clients were already having results, but I was getting on my head. I was like, it's a fluke. It's a fluke. Yeah. It's a fluke. I don't even know what I don't even know how are these people having results.
Yeah.
And eventually I figured out, right? Like I actually had somebody, we sat down, and this is like an education person. She was like, okay, tell me what questions are you asking them? You already have a process. You're just not seeing it. But one of the things that I started realizing, and this is for anybody that if you're a service provider and you want clients that are more committed and they're taking action, who are you speaking to in your words? So a great example is, I used to say all the time, you're not posting on social media, you're having a hard time showing up, right? So one day I remember I went back through my content and I was, okay, who is the person reading this? Who is self-identifying with this? And it was the person is like, I don't know. Like I'm in fear, like all the things. And then I was like, okay, I don't resonate with that kind of content. I resonate with the kind of content that tells me, girl, you're already doing the shit. You just are doubting it all the time. You already putting content out, in my case, right? You're already putting content, you're posting. This is what I tell people all the time. You're posting, but you're not truly creating content. Do you understand the difference between posting and content? No. Okay, you're my client. But you're posting. You're doing the shit. You are already taking action. Because if not, that nuance of how the problem you solve is showing up for her is the difference between you attracting the person that is still before taking action and the person that already took action before knowing what the fuck they're doing. But the moment you give them the right tool, they're going to take off.
Yep. Yep.
And that nuance was everything for me.
Mm-hmm. The most was from attracting people.
Well, because I went from attracting people that were not taking action and they were trying to be saved by me to people that were already taking action. They're like, give me all you know. I'll go and do it.
That's me. That's why I resonate with your content.
Yeah.
Because I am literally the most coachable human to a problem, because then I was doing all the things I was being told to do and not what was actually for me. So that's why I will only work with people who understand energetics now.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because I don't think that I could attract, because I talk so much about breath work and human design, like, and I don't say I teach these, but like, because I put it on my stories, I talk my morning routine, right? Like the programs that I have taught in the past, like if you don't resonate with that, you're not going to resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because even though I have this like crazy energy, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to be here in my cave and I won't show up for the next 5 days.
Yep. This is awesome. This has been like, I feel like it's been a personal coaching session for me. So thank you.
I love that.
Where can people connect with you and your podcast too? Share on your podcast.
Yeah. So my podcast is the Be You Brand Podcast. So Be You Brand Podcast. My full name is Ati Greenspan. You can find me on Instagram at Ati.g.branding. You can find me on my website, atigreenspan.com. And then we have the bootcamp. It's happening April 22nd through the 26th. This is a live bootcamp. So you actually get to be with me on camera, on Zoom, working on your brand for 5 days plus bonus sessions. I'm telling you, this is a full program. And I love that we get to impact hundreds of women through it. It's $17, $39.99 for the VIP option. We will have some price increases, but I'm gonna give you a coupon. So people like
maybe
Adriana 17. So anybody that has that coupon, they still pay $17. And then yeah, if you are building a personal brand, actually, if you're a service provider and you want to position yourself as an authority, so you can stop chasing and you can start attracting and have people see you as the authority, I'm your girl.
Beautiful. I will link that in the show notes with whatever coupon we decide on, so people can just automatically click, make it easy, go right there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for everything that you know, all your education. I know that every single human who listens to this is walking away like completely different outlook on their business, on who they are and branding. So thank you.
That's what we are here for, girl. Well, I can't wait to have you on my podcast in a few weeks.
Yay. I know. I'll have to link that too.
Next week.
Is that next week? Yeah, it is next week.
It's next week. I can't wait. Yay.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Any links will be linked in the show notes below. And if you loved what you heard today, please be sure to click subscribe and share your thoughts with me by dropping a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. And if you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to adriannakeith.com. You can download your human design chart and get other free resources. And for extra inspiration, don't forget to connect with me on Instagram at Audrey Keefe, A-D-R-I Keefe. I'd love to hear from you. Till next time, my friend, stay awesome, beautiful soul.